Welcome to the National Do Not Call Registry. For English, press 1 now.
Nearly 24 million people have called to get on the new federal list telling telemarketers which numbers are off limits. But while that may help states without no-call lists or those with limited ones, the federal list may actually weaken Wisconsin's. Jim Rabbit is with the State Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection Department. He says differences in the two lists may mean frustration for those who thought they had blocked telemarketers, only to find out they're still getting unwanted calls.
One of the biggest differences is the federal list allows an 18-month callback period after you have done business with a telemarketing business.
Another difference is enforcement. The federal version won't consider a complaint until there are a series of violations against a telemarketer. An associate director of consumer protection at the Federal Trade Commission says differences in the list will cause confusion for both those making the calls and those trying to avoid them. Louise Griesman believes a compromise will be possible with most states, but not all.
If the state law is preempted, then the federal law will be the governing law. I really think these are all issues, though, that can be worked out, and that's exactly what we're doing with each state, including Wisconsin.
The FTC's approach doesn't worry state officials. Rather, it was subsequent action by another federal agency that leads the author of Wisconsin's Do Not Call list to believe the state's rules might be preempted. Middleton Senator John Erpenbach says he's suspicious of why the Federal Communications Commission is even involved in the issue.
It obviously sounds to me like when the FTC came out with their rules that the special interests out there, you know, didn't have any success in trying to poke holes in a federal no-call list, but it sounds like they did at the FCC level, and that's too bad.
State consumer protection officials say Wisconsin often has rules more restrictive than the federal government, and generally they aren't superseded. The federal Do Not Call list takes effect in October. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.